Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Debbie Gagish of the Pedowitz Group, and welcome to Ignite, the demand generation series designed to help you take your demand generation game to a whole new level. Our topic today is kind of interesting. It's what thousands of marketers have had to say over the last 2 months about their online marketing initiatives, strategies, and tactics. Now, you might ask yourself, how in the world can we talk about thousands of marketers? Well, we can do that because we have a very special guest today, and it's Erin Kahlo. And Erin is the founder of the Online Marketing Institute. And I believe, Erin, you've just completed city 15 of a 17-city tour for this
Correct.
Year's Online Marketing Summit. And after having gone to 15 cities, Erin's met thousands of marketers, and the topic of conversation has been around their online marketing initiatives, tactics, and strategies. Now, if our listeners have not ever been to an online marketing summit, you owe it to yourself to take a look at the schedule for next year, and Erin can tell us more about that. But it is truly the only education-based event of its kind that is focused on best practices for online marketing, demand generation, including all the elements of social media, search, pay-per-click, and web analytics. Now, before we find out what these thousands of marketers are talking about, and more importantly, what they're doing, let me give you a little bit more about Erin's background. He currently serves as chairman and is the founder of the Online Marketing Summit and its related educational arm, the Online Marketing Institute. Erin has delivered hundreds of keynote speeches and seminars nationwide and is one of the more well-known faces in the online marketing and advertising space. He is considered one of the leading online marketing educators because Erin has a real unique ability to translate the online marketing technology jargon, what I call the really pretty toys, and put it into simple and easy to understand marketing and business terms. And that's really what the Online Marketing Summit is all about. He is a recognized authority on the subjects of social media, email marketing, website usability, search engine optimization. I get tired going through this list because he's an expert in a lot of areas, but also web analytics and overall web strategy. And I can't believe I'm saying this, but he's still under 40 years old and was recently named one of the top 40 entrepreneurs under the age of 40 by Metropolitan Magazine. So, Erin, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Debbie. Glad to be here.
So tell us a little bit about the Online Marketing Summit. I believe this is the third year, and so tell us about that.
Yeah, so quickly, the Online Marketing Summit really spawned off of personal frustration of mine in terms of events and trade shows not paying enough attention to really disseminating, you know, the how-tos and best practices in online marketing. And because it was a new industry, I think it needed some special attention to really help all of us get over this learning curve. So we took the impetus to make education the focus and kind of the sponsorship and trade show booth stuff kind of the sideshow and really kind of eliminate a lot of the unnecessary noise that you'd see at many other shows. So this is the third full year in running and fourth year in concept, and it's just been amazing to see how many people have taken to what we're trying to do, from just a few hundred people, you know, a few years back attending our first annual show to now touching over 3,000 people a year. It's been great, and it really does break down, as you said, the best practices in the major domains of email, analytics, search, social media, and website usability. So that's really the gist, and that's probably the shortest intro I've given on the summit, and I'll leave it at that.
Okay, well, great. And Erin, one of the things that I'm really interested in is because this is a new industry, and it's fast-growing, and it's also fast-changing. So maybe you could talk to us a little bit about what's the biggest difference you've seen between last year's summit and this year's summit?
Well, a couple of the obvious things. I think the economic conditions are a hot topic to talk about. But what is striking about this year and even in that recession is the level of optimism and amount of business that's actually happening and transpiring at these conferences that Although we all feel the effect of our marketing budgets in general getting whacked a little bit, it seems that the online marketing space is picking up some slack. And I hear a lot of comments about how so many folks are able to kind of refocus their efforts on this and even increase some of their online budgets because of the lesser expense compared to traditional and the amount of accountability. But to answer your question more directly, I mean, this year we're hearing a lot more about things like Twitter, of course. But a lot of it's not about what is Twitter, but how to put it to good use. And the same thing with Facebook. It wasn't, I think last year, believe it or not, as silly as it sounds, that just last year we were all trying to figure out Facebook. This year it's not figuring it out in terms of it being important. It's how to put it to its highest and best use. So I think, you know, if I could summarize, it's more about taking some of these newer social media tools and integrating into a, you know, more uniform sales and marketing game plan and executing against that. And really allowing us to get to a level with which we see some return versus just, you know, trying to learn.
Well, let's talk about the return on being able to blend together all these online marketing elements. So it seemed to me that last year during the summit, as you're saying, people were always, they were just trying to figure out what the tools were. And this year, they really are beginning to knit them together. Are we beginning to see substantive ROI and real business results from these applications?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's interesting. We always make a point of it for the conference to bring in some of the better-known case studies out there, whether it be a guy like Paula Berg over at Southwest, who talks about how they really had stamped out some negative PR and turned it back around to make it into a positive for them, and can attribute a lot of the success they saw in a short amount of time due to things like Twitter and some viral video on YouTube. So there's no doubt about it. I mean, we've, you know, gone to events where we're talking about things like Comcast Cares and their Twitter success. I mean, having such challenges with their customer service and overcoming that with things like Twitter and saving a lot of money in doing so. And so there is no doubt there's success seen. I think the real issue for most people, whether it be B2B or B2C, is how to put these things to the right use for you, because it's really unique and different for each organization. So it's no longer the, is this something we should get into? It's more of a, how do we get into it and put our time to its best use?
Did the strength of that transition surprise you from last year to this year?
Yes, I think it did. So it did, in the sense that not everybody, but a lot of people, strong results, and it was because, and this is what surprised me, is because they were willing to go out there and test it out. I think a lot of people have been reticent to test in such challenging times, but there's still plenty of organizations that are being smart about testing these new things out, because they look at the cost-reward ratio, which is small cost to get involved in the social media game, and huge potential rewards from a cost savings and market share increase. So I think, you know, logic is still prevailing in tough economic times, and that did surprise me, because I do see a lot of people that are fearful, but yet haven't let that fear overcome all of their decisions.
So that's a great comment around the testing part of your comments right there. So, Aaron, I know you've always been a big believer in experimentation and testing. So it seems to me that people who were early to the game and really were just testing and experimenting with these social media elements are the ones that are now beginning to get that result. What advice would you give to our listeners around as they begin to play around with social media elements?
Yeah, I think there's a couple things that I would just touch on at a high level, and if we had more time, would invite a conversation deeper. But I think the first thing everybody has to do, if they haven't done it already, is personally get engaged, meaning, you know, go really use your Facebook account, go get on Twitter and do a few things, go follow a couple blogs and forums that either have some business or professional interest, and get in the flow of social media. I think that's the big thing. It's really understanding the psychological elements. And then once you do that, I think then it's time to really figure out how to put things to good use in terms of, oh, we could do something similar to this, you know, forum that I'm a part of that might be applicable for us. I think when people jump in too fast or without much personal stake in understanding what's going on, they're kind of reading it from the outside in, and it's going to be a really hard thing for them to grasp right off the bat without a lot of education, and no better way to get educated than just jump in yourself at first.
Okay, and again, I just think that's great advice. And the reason I have a Facebook account is because Aaron told me to do it last year, and I really didn't want to, but I did. And so it really has been a great journey to learn how these tools work. So between Aaron on one side and my 22-year-old daughter on the other side, I've really gotten into the social media aspects of it. You know, besides the kind of like the pretty new things that we can play around with as online marketers right now, and moving that from what they are to then how we can implement them, perhaps you could tell us a little bit around or make some comments around the level of education and knowledge and the level of sophistication of online marketers in general from last year to this year.
Well, I think the interesting thing is a lot of people are now considering themselves online marketers. As of last year, I thought a lot more people were more generalists or just marketers, and many more people are trying to label themselves as online marketers, and that in to itself means they've had to, at some degree or another, embrace education and really really take it to a level with which it allows them to execute. Because I think what online marketing used to be, even a year or so ago, was a thing that had to be addressed. And now it really is at the forefront of something that is leading the charge for all marketing and kind of driving the strategy. For example, the website really kind of being that center of all things and looking at how to leverage the site to make all marketing efforts better really has grabbed hold. And I'm very pleased with people's getting involved in making themselves better, because it's easy to be complacent and it's easy to feel so busy that you can't really improve yourself and just get caught in the cycles of life, as I call it. But I see marketers really trying to extract themselves and improve themselves. And at the end of the day, in a tough economic environment, differentiate. And so they're really trying to build up that resume and make sure that looks as good as possible for promotion or for other career advancement opportunities.
You know, I hadn't even thought about that, but what a great comment. They now consider themselves to function as online marketers. What a great distinction, and you are absolutely right. Again, from my observations from Online Marketing Summit last year and this year, we now have a whole cadre of marketers who, not the traditional marketers, they call themselves online marketers. I think that's a great observation. So let me ask you this. So we've got this cadre of people who consider themselves online marketers. If you were to take a look at what's unique and required for their skill set to be successful versus, you know, more traditional marketers, what would you say are the skills and what have you observed in what they bring to the party to be successful in online marketing?
Well, it's a great question, and it's an interesting one for me, because I've given that probably 4 years of thought since we created the conference, and more recently some concerted energy and resources behind it, because we have built this Essentials in Online Marketing Certification Program, and that's exactly the question we had to ask ourselves and answer, which is, what are the fundamental elements that people need to know to be able to walk out of the room confidently that they can at least begin the process of executing at a higher level than anybody that just kind of dove into it without any background? And so to answer that question, I think two, maybe three things that are really important. One, everybody must have a fundamental understanding of how online integrates into all of the marketing efforts and even sales. So things like your expertise, Debbie, of demand generation, it's just an absolute requirement to understand how online integrates into the sales process and funnel and where it plays and how it's best accentuated in that process. And to all the other efforts of marketing. Online is not the only thing out there, as though a lot of people would like to feel that, including myself. It's just not the case. And so looking at it and how it plays into everything that's being done, how it accentuates things like brand and how it affects, that brand attribute that you're trying to get out to the marketplace is really important. And then finally, is I think that just a baseline understanding of each of the major disciplines. And again, we broke those into five major parts, which is your website as kind of that center of all things, that foundation, the email as a major pillar that we always talk about, search engine marketing as that other pillar, analytics in between, and then really looking at the social media aspect to drive improvement across all those domains. If you get a fundamental understanding of those, then I think diving deep and really executing at a high level in each or any of those domains becomes a lot easier because they all play together, and they all play together in the bigger scheme of marketing as well.
So tell us a little bit more about what you guys have put together, Aaron, around the Online Marketing Institute.
Yeah, so in response to a lot of the folks that have been coming to our conferences over the past few years, there is a cry, if you will, for continual education and things that could really validate not only what they know, but be able to validate what they're doing. And so we launched the Institute about 18 months ago and really set out to provide a central resource for all marketers when it comes to online marketing and any educational facet. So we've partnered with other very highly regarded institutes like Wharton and a few others, actually, that I'll leave off the list for now, but you know, to really be able to become a place which not only are we creating content, but we are providing some organization around content and then giving you something you can walk away with, whether it be a certification or some sort of training that you can actually tell somebody that you work with that you've actually done this and you know it and you can prove it. And so that's what we set out to do, and that's really what the Institute's all about, is to be a central resource. And we do have a lot of recommended readings and accredited courses and things like that that aren't our own that we feel are valid to go out there to. So we really try to really take the lead in all of these domains and help people kind of filter through what's a real education versus what's just you know, a little bit of somebody's opinion, if you will.
And I do think the Online Marketing Institute is absolutely fabulous. This is such, again, a young industry and such a fast-growing industry, and the career opportunities for marketers in this space are probably unparalleled. And so being able to go to one place, and I think this institute is completely unique. If you go out and take a look at everything that's being offered in the market right now, the fact that you can get an education and get certified into the whole world of online, number one, it shows commitment, but number two, I think that this is going to become more the standard moving forward. I think right now it's a gift to have those skills. Again, we see it every day with marketers struggling, trying to move from traditional. I mean, I personally had two phone calls this week counseling people who are in traditional marketing how to get into demand generation and actually how to get more into online marketing. And this Online Marketing Institute is a great place. It also seemed, Aaron, as we went from town to town in the cities this year, that the number of people who are participating in the Institute just seemed to grow by leaps and bounds from one city to the other. So I would imagine that you're getting a pretty good uptake of people who are wanting to participate in the certification program.
Yeah, I mean, we've had to cut classes off in terms of some participation at certain cities and in certain domain. So yeah, it really has, I don't want to say surprise us, we saw the demand out there, but it's been nice to see the level of interest in getting involved in our certification programs for sure.
Very exciting, and everyone needs to check that out, and we'll give you some places to go at the end of the interview. Aaron, you have obsessed over this online world for the last 4 years, and it really was part of the reason you had the vision and how you have shaped this online, the whole notion of online marketing and what marketers are doing there to be successful. And I know that every time you do your keynote in the morning at every session, you always get a sense for people in the room who are transitioning from traditional. You want to know people who have competency in just one and people who are masters of the universe. When you think about those people who raised their hand to the first question, the people who are transitioning from a traditional world to an online world, and when they approach you in the hall after your keynote, what is the one piece of advice that you would give them if they ask you, Aaron, how can I make this transition?
Well, I think it goes to the theme of our conversation right now, Debbie. It's really got to start with education. It's something that I've been talking a lot about and I'm very passionate about. I mean, you can't make good decisions until you have the information, and you got to start there. So, of course, that is a little self-serving because the events that we have in the Institute is all about that. But, you know, I actually did a gut check with myself and started looking at the major issues that have faced the world, you know, and some of my travels. I was recently in South Africa, and, you know, I remember distinctly the folks there asking for our help and our money as it related to the AIDS epidemic. And you know, we would ask what they wanted the money for, and the answer was across the board, every single person that was in that that environment was asking for money for education, and then education to action. So this helps enable people to act and make good decisions, not just the knowledge itself, but the knowledge to empower. And I think that's the important thing, is to really embrace it, set some time aside, and get into it. It's like anything else. The more you know, the more interested you will be in it, and the more it will just be self-propelling. So you got to start that process. And as we know, like anything in life, momentum is the hardest thing to get to. So it's going to take a little bit of mental energy and commitment to get over that. But once you do, this space is so much fun and so easy to get engaged in. It's just going to take a little bit of effort to get that momentum going.
I could not agree with you more. It is all about education, and again, with things like the Online Marketing Summit, things like the Online Marketing Institute, people certainly do have access to resources that simply were not even available 2-3 years ago. Are there any additional places or any additional sources that you would recommend for people, Aaron?
Well, you know, there's a lot of additional places to get content, and it's one of those challenges that seems to face all of us, which is, do you go to the marketing Sherpas for some of their research or eMarketers for some of their industry trends and everything else? One thing that we have done, and again, this is self-serving, but we have created a aggregate blog that filters this out at blog.onlinemarketingconnect.com to get the top thought leaders out there that really are valid in the space, and then also aggregate a lot of this knowledge. So that is one place. I have a hard time
answering that question.
If I could just,
it's blog.onlinemarketingconnect.com. Okay. Perfect.
Yep. And it's a hard thing to answer because that's one of the things that's a challenge with our space. There's so many resources out there, and some good and some not so good. So I feel remiss in trying to give out too many because they're not going to serve everybody's needs that may be listening to this.
No, and I agree. The blog is simply outstanding. It's something that I take a look at a couple of times a week, and it is absolutely a great resource and a place for people to go. So, well, Aaron, thank you so much for your time today. I've really enjoyed your comments, and I think the whole notion of education and the whole notion of marketers moving to the online world and taking advantage of the opportunity that's in front of us makes this one of the most exciting times in industry in which I've ever been involved in. So thank you so much today, Aaron. We really enjoyed talking to you.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Debbie.
Bye-bye.